Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
I should melt down more often. Welcome back to Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Joined by the legendary Hall of Fame running back for the Buffalo Bills, Thurman Thomas, in the Sports Bar. Thurman, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Thurman, we're really looking forward to a game coming up Sunday. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Batavia Downs this weekend. Thurman, we'll talk about your appearance tomorrow. We want to just get your thoughts on this year's Bills team. 5-1. This Bills offense with Josh Allen, and what are you seeing out of the second year quarterback right now, Thurman? Because yes, the Bills are winning, but no, they're not hitting over the top. Where do you think we are in the curve here of the development of Josh Allen?
Well, I think we're still in the process of learning how good or how great quarterback can be. I mean, obviously throughout the first six games, you know, we've been all talking about how, you know, he'll start off fast or he'll start off slow, but then in the fourth quarter, he picks it up. Well, you're not going to have that every single game that you play in. So I think there's still an evaluation out on Josh Allen. Obviously, I think he has the credentials. He's very talented, and I think he's very motivated just for some of the things that came out about him a couple of years ago when he was being drafted and being evaluated, not being an accurate quarterback. Well, that's kind of still the same thing that people are still talking about, but it seems kind of clear that, you know, we all know his arm strength, and he hasn't been able to connect on the long ball. And that's something that is really important in the National Football League because it keeps the defenses honest and not have eight or nine guys stacked at the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, it's still, you know what, to be 5-1 was still an opportunity to grow at that position with Josh Allen. I think it speaks positive things for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills going forward.
Thurman Thomas signing at Batavia Downs tonight from 7 to 8. The Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo happening this weekend at Batavia Downs. Thurman joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Thurman, I just want to ask you point blank, how does Frank Gore do it? How did you do it? I mean, how do you guys continue to do and be efficient at this at that stage of your career? What are you seeing out of Frank Gore, and how does that bode well for the future of Devin Singletary as well?
Well, you know what? I think the thing with Frank Gore is that, you know, he had a couple of injuries in college, and he's overcome those injuries. And I think, you know, him going to the University of Florida and being around a lot of guys like Warren Sapp, Ed Reed, Michael Irvin. I mean, the list goes on and on. And he's one of those guys, if you talk to any guy that ever played at the University of Miami, you talk about Frank Gore. They all mention Frank Gore, of how hard of a worker he is. I mean, to be doing what he's doing at the age of 36, I mean, he just passed Barry Sanders as being the fourth all-time leading rusher the National Football League. And you know what? I don't think people appreciate it because, you know, I especially think here on the East Coast, because he spent his first 6 or 7 or 8 years playing out in San Francisco. And so we didn't get to see the magnificent performance that he gave week in and week out. I mean, this guy was just in a Super Bowl, not what, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago with the San Francisco 49ers. So I really appreciate him being here with the Buffalo Bills. He's been a tremendous leader on and off the field. And I don't know how much longer he's going to play. I think now he's at an age where he's taking it year by year. But I tell you what, man, I'm glad he's on our football team.
Thurman Thomas, the Hall of Fame running back. He's going to be signing tonight 7-8 at Batavia Downs, legendsandstars.net, the website you want to go check out for the complete schedule. Thurman, before you came on, we're talking about this week's opponent, the Eagles, and it seems like there's some finger-pointing going on there. Anonymous players saying things. Just not a good scene in that locker room. Thurman, when the Bills were young, 89 the season of the... How did you guys get past the bickering Bills in order to become that Super Bowl team?
Just started winning football games. That's the best answer that I can give is that, you know what, we looked around. I think each player looked around the locker room and said, you know what, we got a lot of talent in this room that we shouldn't be arguing like this because we got it on the offensive side, the defensive side, you know, Bruce and Darrell and Cornelius on the offense. You got Kent. You got Andre, you got Jim, you got Lofton, and with special teams, you had Tasker and Chris Moore. So I think at a time in our career, being young and really kind of just saying whatever we felt, but not really thinking about the circumstances of that and how it hurts the team, how it hurts the organization, and how that brings a lot more media attention to you. The Eagles are going through that problem right now. And, you know, and I think it started with their head coach, Doug Peterson, last week, saying that they were going to beat the Cowboys or whatever. You know what? You have to go out and play the game. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are a very talented football team. Just, you know, coming back off our Super Bowl win 2 years ago against the New England Patriots. Now, you know what? As players get older and then you have some younger guys come on the team, yeah, there's a hard mixture there. And I think the only thing that you solve that by you have a players-only meeting and then you start winning football games. That's the simplest way to put it.
Yeah, and Thurman, I think we're all kind of clouded by our vision is clouded by what we've seen and what our recent memories are of the teams that we're talking about here. I think with the Eagles, we our most recent big memory of them is winning the Super Bowl. Of the Bills, our most recent memory of them has been a lot of kind of inconsistency over the course of the drought, and right. We feel good about this year, but this is right about the time of year where Bills fans start to get skittish and think, okay, what's going to happen now? Is it okay for us to think that this team is good? I mean, the reality is Philadelphia over the last season and a half only has one more win than the Buffalo Bills. So why not the Bills on Sunday?
Well, you know what? Look, the Philadelphia Eagles are a veteran football team. They haven't really played a full season with Carson Wentz at their quarterback position. Their defense has been through some problems. But you know what, though? They're 3-4, and they're just one game out of first place in the NFC East. So, you know, I mean, they're going to come here, and they're going to think that, okay, yes, this is. They're probably looking at their scheduling going, yeah, this is a Bills team that is 5-1, and their one loss was to the New England Patriots, and their five wins are against teams that haven't even won maybe one or two football games. So this is an opportunity for us to go down and show them that we are still a good football team. But on the flip side of that, you do have the Bills knowing that, okay, you know what, we've only really played the New England Patriots. You know what, this is a time for us to step up. And one more thing, it's on our home turf, guys. If we don't defend our home turf like we're supposed to, then it's going to turn into a long season. But I do believe that Sean McDermott has these guys on the right page. Him and Brandon Bean have done an outstanding job of really putting together a team that is focused on winning and not some of the outside stuff. When I hear these players talk about we love each other, we love hanging around each other, we love being around each other, that right there tells me that they're all in and they are, I expect them to win Sunday.
Thurman Thomas joining us. He's going to be signing Batavia Downs tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. Legendsandstars.net is the website you want to go check out. Thurman, the NFL trade deadline's coming up on Tuesday. And yes, those guys really do support each other in that locker room. And Sean McDermott had an interesting quote how, he doesn't feel the team needs anything, but he's on the inside. Thurman, what do you see? Would you like to see the Buffalo Bills pick up somebody here at the deadline? And what position might that be? Where could they fortify this roster?
You know what? It's really hard to say, guys. I mean, we started off the year, Cole Beasley, the first couple of games, were catching a lot of passes, and all of a sudden he's kind of disappeared in the last two or three games. John Brown has done a great job for the first six games of the year. You want to say wide receiver? But you might want to say offensive line. But I think the team that they have right now is very talented. I mean, I don't know what type of wide receiver would you go out that would go out and, you know, that you might pay money for, or do you get a second tier receiver? I mean, the top receivers are who? I mean, the first person that comes to mind is not even AJ Green. It's Julio Jones. When you look at that and what the Atlanta Falcons are doing there, but I think that price might be too high for the Buffalo Bills. I think they're building this team the right way. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I thought Duke Williams was going to be the answer, but it doesn't look like he's going to play Sunday. So I don't know at this point. It's hard to say. I like where the team is going. I don't know if another player out there is going to help this team go farther. And if you're talking about the wide receiver position, I mean, you have to go up and you have to go after the couple of top guys that are in the National Football League. So I think the team is perfect right now. I think the team, you know, the defense has really been carrying these guys for the first six games of the season, and I hope to continue that way.
Thurman, let me put it to you another way. If you're a player inside of a locker room, let's say you're a Micah Hyde or a Jordan Poyer or a Trey White, and you know that you've probably got a payday in your future, but the Bills do go out and acquire somebody from the outside, bring them in with the idea that that person may also get paid, even though they haven't been a part of rebuilding this team with Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. Do you view that new teammate in a different lens, and does that disrupt the culture that's been built by Sean McDermott since he's taken over?
I don't think it disrupts the culture at all, because Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean has changed the culture since they got here from day one. You think about all the players that they have traded away and all the players that they've signed during the offseason in the first 3 years, and exactly like you said, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poirier, those were two additions to this football team that stepped up from day one, that have done a tremendous job of really putting together the secondary. So, yeah, I mean, if they bring in somebody like that, and, you know, it could, but I don't think Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean would do that to this football team right now, because basically it still really is a young football team, and I don't really think that they want the distractions of someone coming in here at big time, maybe wanting a big-time contract, because the guys that you just mentioned, those are the guys that built this culture. Those are the guys that have built the secondary. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poirier, I don't know I think their contracts are up maybe in a year or two. And then you have Tre'Davious White, whose contract is going to be up in probably 2 years. So I don't know if you want to disrupt that part of the secondary for the Buffalo Bills. But you know what? I have a lot of faith in Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott that they will do the right thing.
Thurman, I wish everybody would think bigger. Everybody seems to, okay, this is a Bills team that is going to make the postseason. Like you said, they're only one game behind New England, and you get those guys again in December. What does this Buffalo Bills team need to improve on in order to have a real shot at winning the AFC East?
Well, I think what they need to improve on is that all these teams that they're going to be favored over on the next couple of weeks, they have to beat those teams. They have to go out and beat those teams that they're going to be favored over the next 4 or 5 weeks. I think if they can do that and really kind of, you know, when you get into that problem of the schedule when you play Baltimore, you go to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. You know, those are the type of games that you don't really know if you can win, but you want to have enough quality wins to where if you do get to that point and you do pull an upset or you do beat those teams, you'll be sitting in a perfect position, because if you look at the New England Patriots schedule right now, they got a tough part of their schedule getting ready to come up. And I'm not sitting up here going to say that they're going to go 16-0, because I don't believe they're going to go 16-0. I think their defense is playing well, but who have they really played? Have they really played anybody? And I think the toughest part of their schedule is coming up next. So the Bills have to take care of their business from here on out.
Thurman, we know you're going to have a busy weekend there at Batavia Downs for the Sports Collectors Expo, the Legends and Stars happening this weekend. We know Jim is going to be there, and we've heard stories of the legendary group texts that happened between all of the Bills legends and you know, you and Jim getting together, I'm sure, is a good, and Marv getting there as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the people and some of the stars that are going to be hanging out at Batavia Downs with you this weekend, Thurman.
Well, you know what, it's a bunch of guys. Obviously, you know Marv, you know Marv Levy, Jim Kelly. Rene Robert from the Buffalo Sabres is going to be there. You know, I have some other friends coming in. So some baseball players. A couple of my favorite, Robbie Alomar, Andre Dawson, the Hawk, Joe Morgan, who I've been a fan of for a number of years. So, I mean, it's going to be a great weekend. You know, I think Ted Washington is coming. And I think some of the Bills that are playing right now for the Buffalo Bills in 2019, Tre'Davious White, Ed Oliver, and a couple other guys will be there too. So, I mean, it's just an opportunity. You know, this we've always said as Buffalo Bills players, the best opportunity to go out in the community and to have fun is when you're winning. And the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres are doing that right now.
Thurman, you played 1 year in Miami at the end, but it all worked out for you. Could you ever imagine playing anywhere else other than here in Western New York?
No, I couldn't. But you know what? When you bring those things up, you know, it was under different circumstances, and I think now people start to understand that, you know what? Not every football player plays their entire career with one football team. I mean, you have one right now in Tom Brady who might finish his career in New England,
or he might not. Yeah.
It's a big might. So, I mean, you know, the opportunity is there for guys to move on and to try to do different things in different areas. So, it's definitely would I've loved to finish my career in just playing with one team? Absolutely. But like I tell everybody, you know, the way that it was handled was just did not sit well with me, but that's over and done with. You know, I'm back here in the Buffalo area. I love this area. I love the fans, and just happy to be a part of the community and do whatever I can to help.
All love, Thurman. We look forward to seeing you this weekend at Batavia Downs. Really appreciate you making some time for us here in the sports bar, and we hope we get the chance to do it again real soon. Enjoy.
All right, go Bills!
Go Bills. Thurman Thomas, there you go. He's part of the Sports Collectors Expo. Legends and Stars at Batavia Downs this weekend. It's legendsandstars.net if you want to find out more information. But, you know, some of the highlights today, later tonight, of course, Thurman will be there. Jim Kelly, Marv Levy, we all mentioned that. Keith McKellar, Rene Robert, and Thurman will be signing tonight from 7 until 8 at the Sports Collectors Expo. If you have plans for tomorrow, lots of current Bills will be making the rounds tomorrow. Lorenzo will be there. Ed Oliver will be there. Harrison Phillips, Devin Singletary, Levi, Trey, Duke, all at Batavia Downs, Jerome Bettis, and more. Again, go to legendsandstars.net to find out more information. Kids 12 and under are free. A paid admission of $8 gets you a $7 free play at Batavia Downs and one free autograph from Keith McKellar on Friday and Will Cordero on Saturday.
I didn't know Robbie Alomar's coming too.
Yes.
Yeah, the Hawk.
Yeah, find it all out at legendsandstars.net if you're into sports and the stars of the games, the Sports Collectors Expo, Legends and Stars at Batavia Downs this weekend. Go check it out.
You were talking about this Eagles locker room that's imploding and these comments from Skandrick, who was released by the team. That's where the Buffalo Bills were. And, you know, just ask Thurman, what did it take to get, well, just win games. So, for Philadelphia, as this is a huge story this week, they can put an end to it right now. They come up to Buffalo, they win the game, they're back to 500, and then it's old news.
Yes.
That's how quickly things change.
Absolutely
this
right. All right, let's take a break here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We're going to be joined later this hour by Paul Hamilton, talking Buffalo Sabres hockey. Last night, the Sabres playing the role of slump buster for the Rangers at Madison Square Garden. No rest for the Sabres as they travel to Detroit to take on the Red Wings tonight. We'll get a preview of that action from Paul Hamilton when he joins us in just a few. Here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
The voice of the Bills, John Murphy, and Bills Wall of Famer, Steve Tasker, give you all the latest news from One Bills Drive. One Bills Live is your home for exclusive interviews, live updates, and in-depth NFL analysis. Murph and Tasker take you inside the locker and down on the sideline to keep you up to date with everything Bills. Right here, noon to 3, on the home of the Buffalo Bills. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.